Samach Zayin Siv Zayin. Ruvein Shehoyo Noitel Yodov Lachila. Person washed his hands to eat. Yaakov Hoyim Vach HaMoitzi. There was somebody else in the room that started making Birchas HaMoitzi. V'niskaven Hoitzi HaShoyim. And he had in mind to Moitzi everybody. V'yachakach Nigev Ruvein Yodov. After the bracha, Reuven dried up his hands, and then he made his bracha on Tiz Yedayim. So basically what happened is that a person was middle washing his hands. He hears somebody else making a bracha, who's Macham to Moitzim, before the person who was washing his hands had a chance to make his bracha. So basically what happened is he was Yoitze with the Birsa Moitzim, and then afterwards he said on Tiz Yedayim. So the question is that considered hefsik between that Moitzim and eating? So the Shulchan Aruch says, Lo Yavi hefsik, V'yoitze, V'yoitze Yaakov. So I consider hefsek, because we saw before that anything that's made that tzorach ha'achila, not a hefsek. Over here, since he needs to make the bracha on Tiyos Yedayim before he had the hamotzi, it's not considered hefsek. Kamuvan, it's not a ha'achila way of doing it, but if it happens, it's not a hefsek. The rule points out over the Rambam Paskin that the person washed and made a hamotzi, and that he cannot make the bracha on Tiyos Yedayim anymore, because the bracha on Tiyos Yedayim was nitka before a moitzi, not after he made a moitzi. Now he was saying that even though he was yotze with a moitzi, he could still say the birchas and tiyos yedayim. The difference is because over here he did not dry his hands, and therefore he was not yet finished with his tiyos yedayim. So the kitzur, the person already finished his tiyos yedayim, he forgot to make the bracha, that he can make the bracha up to the point of the time that it says hamoitzi. After that, he cannot make the bracha anymore. But if he didn't do his tiyos yedayim and he was yotze with a moitzi, and he can still make the birchas and tiyos yedayim before he starts eating.